Exclusive: Melania Trump to unveil her four community-centric pillars of foster care. By Nick Gilbertson on May 20, 2026. Washington: First Lady Melania Trump will lay out her four community-centric pillars of foster care to spouses of senators during a luncheon on Wednesday afternoon, Breitbart News can exclusively report. The luncheon comes a day after the House of Representatives unanimously passed the First Lady Champion Fostering the Future Act, which aims to provide support and more opportunities for children transitioning out of foster care through modernizations to the John H. Chafee Foster Care Program for Successful Transition to Adulthood. It now goes to the Senate for passage before it reaches President Donald Trump's desk, where it can be enacted into law. According to the First Lady's remarks, obtained by Breitbart News ahead of delivery, she will highlight the importance of education, love for children and foster care, the need to inspire career ambition, and resilience as the core pillars. First, education is vital. We must strive to provide an unmovable foundation for America's foster care children. This foundation should be built on knowledge and wisdom, the First Lady is expected to tell spouses of senators on Wednesday. We can all benefit from a strong education. And, as you are aware, intelligence is one of the rare traits a person can carry throughout their lifetime. Children in foster care must have the opportunity to plant their roots in education, she will add. We are fortunate to live in a time when humanity has more access to information than ever before. Access to this level of information sparks innovation, creates jobs, and cultivates a more tolerant, kinder, and peaceful world, the prepared remarks continue. After the education focus, she will underscore that being loved will help foster children cultivate a motivation to seek out their life's purpose as the second pillar, and the importance of inspiring career ambition as the third pillar. Second, our children in foster care need love, the First Lady will say. Family brings warmth and an understanding that they are not abandoned, not alone, and not solitary. They are loved. In turn, these individuals will move through our communities with more motivation to find their purpose in life. The physical structure of a house is not enough. Third, we need to inspire career ambition. When these individuals secure an entry-level job, they can be financially independent, avoid homelessness, and perhaps even become the next great business visionary, she is expected to add. This circle can create new jobs for our society, bring more financial value, and raise our community's worth across healthcare, food, and housing. Under the fourth pillar, the First Lady will emphasize the perseverance and resilience of those in the foster community. Fourth, resilience. The power of individuals who are from the foster care community shines. They want to succeed, and they do succeed. They know they are unbreakable and can become stronger. They persevere, the First Lady will tell the spouses. The First Lady will call on the spouses' respective states to support the foster care community, and add that it is the spouse's moral obligation. If every one of your states gets involved to support our foster care community, we can accelerate our vision to protect these individuals and set them on a pathway to shine. I consider this your moral obligation, her prepared remarks note. Moreover, she will highlight that the Senate has the opportunity to capitalize on the momentum from the House of Representatives and advance the Fostering the Future Act to her husband's desk, where it can be signed into law. Yesterday, the House unanimously passed the Fostering the Future Act, the First Lady is expected to say. It is especially fitting that we are together today. Because your spouses, America's senators, now have the opportunity to turn this momentum into permanent legislation to protect our foster care community. The First Lady will also reference Javen Martinez and Jocelyn Fetting, who are from the foster community and delivered statements last month during the House Ways and Means Committee roundtable. Their powerful statements united the bipartisan group around a shared goal of passing new law protecting the foster care community. The bill will soon reach the Senate. Their names are Javen Martinez and Jocelyn Fetting, she will say. I highlight their names because Jocelyn and Javen are living proof that the American dream is within reach for all. This is and should be America's priority. And together, we will make America stronger for our children and grandchildren, her prepared remarks said. The Fostering the Future Act marks the second aspect of the First Lady's legislative agenda this term, following the Take It Down Act, which the President signed into law last year.